Here we are at the Riabu exhibit at the SME ICC 2019 in Singapore. And Simon, one of the many visitors who we've had at the exhibition space, had some very interesting stories to tell about last-minute call-outs. So in this particular case, the customer called them at short notice and said, can you quickly come urgency to fix whatever they needed fixing? The problem was that the serviceman then dashed off in the hope of offering the best possible customer service without raising the issue of price or payment terms. And now, of course, the customer is saying, well, hang on a minute, you never told me that it was going to cost this much to call you out. So how do you manage to get paid when there's actually very little time to have a conversation around payment terms and those milestones and all of those other things that we've talked about?
This is a very good opportunity to get paid quickly at a good rate. You have a customer who needs a service. You shouldn't be afraid of raising the issue of payment terms, but if you've not had an internal discussion about how you deal with opportunities like that, and if you have the kind of business, because not every business is a business which allows you to dash off at a moment's notice and sell lots of stuff, but if you have that kind of business, then you should have this conversation, and all of your salespeople and technicians should know how to deal with this situation. I mean, the first thing is, if the customer expects you to turn up at short notice, he's going to expect to pay. So it's very easy to have that conversation very quickly when he asks you to come and help him, as a natural component of the conversation. So that's fine. Yes, I think we can shift around a few things and be over there by 3 o'clock. In this situation, I think our fee is going to be X, Y, or Z. How do you intend to pay? It's not we want you to pay, because he knows he's got to pay.
Yes.
It's how do you intend to pay?
Well, on that last point, perhaps in this particular case, the customer didn't think that they would have to pay, that they thought somehow this was going to be a free service.
Yeah.
You know what customers are like.
Oh, I know. I mean, lots of customers like free services, even here. But the reality is, you don't have a business if you give stuff away for free.
Yes.
The only circumstances under which you might consider doing that are if this is a potentially large customer who, when you do them a favor and they owe you one, could gift you a large amount of new business. But you need to be very, very, very careful, because the sales mentality is eternally positive. Everybody loves you. They're always about to give you lots of business. It's very easy to convince yourself that if you do enough stuff for free, you'll find yourself in a very large and very long and very lucrative relationship. The fact of the matter is, in the overwhelming majority of cases, you need to be paid for what you do under all circumstances.
Yes.
Have that conversation internally. Agree how you're going to deal with that. Do it as a matter of routine. Rehearse it.
Yes. So what sort of phrases would you rehearse in a case like where the customer calls you last minute and where, you know, immediately lathering on the price and payment terms might make the customer feel like, well, they've got me over a barrel and now they're taking full advantage of me?
First of all, you don't want to give the impression that you're all sitting around with nothing to do. So the fact that you can actually service them at short notice must surely require that you move some things around.
So what? Even if you don't.
So you might not necessarily want to agree to that straight away. You might say, let me see if we can, yes, actually, you know, we can probably fit you in at 3. Where are you again? We can probably fit you in at 3 if we move some other quite important things around.
Yes.
So what's the nature of the problem again? And for that, our fee would normally be X. How would you like to pay? It's not even if you're going to pay or what should the price be, it's how. So, because they're already saying, it's not like they're saying, I'm not sure whether I need your service or not.
Yes.
They're saying, I need your service and I need it urgently.
Urgently, yes, that's
so
right.
So it's interesting to me that we're even having this conversation, because it reflects a very profound truth, which is that many, many, many people who love what they do are deeply reluctant to actually ask to be paid for it. And you and I are not entirely innocent when it comes to that, right?
Oh, what are you alleging? Well, no, you always want to service your customer. Give it your best. Show that you're reliable and ready to help at a moment's notice. But what you're saying is that it's actually an opportunity in a nice, gentle, loving way to still have that payment conversation.
Yes, and selling is learnt. It's not a gift from God. It's true that you can have personality differences that lend themselves more, but the fact of the matter is you need to understand potential commercial situations and learn how to deal with them, and that would be one of them. Yeah?
Leave us your comments in the commentary window next to this video, and let us know what your experiences have been with servicing customers at the last minute.